Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
Looks like you got four big dicks in the room, so who's gonna fucking slap this shit down first?
Basically, and then focus on the problem at hand. You're not dealing with the emotion, you're dealing with the issue.
Richard, it's a big long-winded speech to all practice up today for you gentlemen, but unfortunately I'm somewhat bankrupt.
Now onto our show.
I fucking love that intro a little more every time I hear it, man. Thanks for tuning in. I'm T.C. Downey, a.k.a. Beastino. This is my co-host, Dark Fool. Matt, how are you doing today, man?
I am doing great, man. I'm going to enjoy a relaxing show. I'm not even getting out of bed for this one. I'm just kicking back. And, yeah, I'm doing fine, man, for a sad day.
Awesome. Awesome. So, today's show is... really simply, I was going to address this as kind of being like a response edition, but I figured I've already added, you know, four categories of different editions, and, you know, this is probably not something that I will do a whole show for ever again. I'm going to try in the future to actually address these things as they come up rather than wait so long. People have, over the past year and a half, sent off, you know, various emails to me, most of them saying, you know, keep doing what you're doing, news rules, shit like that. You know, nothing really too in-depth, but just showing their appreciation, which is something that I honestly must say, you know, I dig. I really like the fact that people let me know what they think about this show and everything, and some people have even... they've gone as far as to make suggestions for different topics, or we've had certain guests volunteer to be interviewed, and, you know, and it's just kind of all come together. So this is the show where I just kind of address everything that I haven't had a chance to get back to, and at the same point, hopefully have a good time. I may also, throughout the show, make some different commentaries. There's some things that have been irking me, but, we'll see. We'll see if we have time to get into that.
Understood, man. Understood. And I got to tell you, as a co-host for the Saturday spot, I have been very thankful to have been on this ride, man. It's been great. And, we've had a lot of great shows so far, just as, you know, just as a co-host, you and I. And, yeah. Great show. I plug it every chance I get. You know, I'm proud to be a part of it. And also, the other thing I wanted to add, too, before we really get into it, there's a couple of birthdays I understand that have come up. One of them being today, Elvis Presley's birthday. I'm sure a lot of rock and roll fans know that. And I believe you had one, not you, but you know someone who has had one yesterday.
Yeah. My flesh and blood clone turned 4 years old yesterday. So after the show today, we're going to do some cake, some ice cream, got the balloons all set up, you know, the table's all decorated. He's finally at the age where he's going to, you know, really be able to appreciate the kind of effort that's put into something like this. And I'm hoping that overall it'll be a magical day for him, you know.
That's great, man.
Something I think is not really emphasized enough sometimes in society is the birthday, you know, the celebration of someone coming into this world. And it's normally, you know, like, oh, it's my birthday. Yay. You know, it's a celebration the person has, but that's not really what I think the point of a birthday is. I think the point of the birthday is everybody else coming together and recognizing that this is the day that they got to, you know, they got the blessing, if I can use that word, of this person, you know. So I'm really happy About this time yesterday, I was watching as my son made his entry into the world 4 years ago. And, you know, it was really kind of a life-altering thing for me. It changed my mindset a lot. Up until that point, I believe I was probably one of the most self-centered, self-focused people I've ever met. And, you know, having a child kind of changes that perspective, because then you begin to realize there is that bigger picture, that self can only continue for so long, but this is a different kind of extension of it. You get to mold and shape this person. So,
got to be a powerful feeling, man.
Yeah, man. So, with all that being said, what we're going to do to start off today, there's a couple of emails that have hit, you know, my inbox, and I'm going to go with the one that I think warranted the most attention at first. There's a gentleman. I'm not going to name any names, but you know who you are, and I'll simply just use the tagline, "Life's for Play," since that is directly relative to how you signed off your email to me. The email says, "Aloha, TC/Ooze. Thank you for creating the Ooze. You should be proud of the accomplishment. Please review the closed link article that pertains to the current voodoo witch burning that is taking place in Haiti." And then he states that 45 people have been tortured and killed so far. Possibly, could you please ooze something about this horror, and so that we in lenient countries can be grateful for our religious freedom. We should use the freedom for individual growth and empowerment, not dog-eat each other, /drama/games, etc. Thank you for your consideration. When I get enough balls, and I don't even know, I'm a underground solitary spiritual eclectic, I'll call in to intro myself. And then he signs off, "Life's for Play," his name, blah, blah, blah. The link that he provides is a article posted in the Associated Press on Christmas Day at 10:32 a.m. Basically, the gist of this whole article is that due to the recent series of misfortunes that have happened in Haiti, the Christian fundamentalists have gone on a witch-burning crusade. So, you know, that's nothing outside of what can be expected, you know, due to a limited mindset like that. But it certainly needs attention.
Absolutely, man.
Did you have any specific thing that you wanted to talk about in this? I know I kind of prepped you on this one a little bit.
Yes, totally appreciate it, too. And you bet I have some things to say about that. First of all, wow, it's interesting to see how, well, first of all, it is an eye-opener to see how we take certain freedoms and take our advancement as a culture for granted. I mean, you look at Haiti, there's a lot of ignorance and superstition, to say the least. I mean, as I recall, didn't they start burning and lynching, you know, voodoo priests and priestesses because of an outbreak of cholera or something like that?
Let me see. I know it was an outbreak, yeah, of cholera. That's correct.
Well, they blamed it on witchcraft. Now,
voodoo, to be specific.
Voodoo, yes. But it was spells, it was witchcraft, it's all that. And didn't we as a country, you know, the United States at least, we went through that, Europe went through that, and it's just interesting to see how behind the times certain cultures are and how through our conflict and our strife that we've gone past, like, so far beyond that, and we should take these freedoms definitely. You know, it's an eye-opener to see what you have and see how far we've come along. It also brings up the question of you know, it obviously brings up the question of religion and the dumbing down of society.
Right. Well, I don't necessarily think that religion in itself is what's dumbing down society. I think that it's when people take and try to make it more dogmatic and more, more stringently, I can't even think of what the hell I'm saying, but what I mean really is when they try to take it and make it like it's, a do or die situation, like it's this way or no way. I think it's really fascinating that they're even doing this thing over in Haiti with the voodoo people, because as far as I've always understood voodoo, it's a mutation of Christianity. They work with the same, type of pantheon as, the Christians do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on this, but that's always been my interpretation of it.
At the same time, there's always been power and corruption. In fact, I had a friend of mine in the military who went to Haiti during, during the crisis there not too long ago. And, I mean, there's a lot of, like, not just superstition, but drug lords. Oh, my goodness. There's, like, all sorts of problems there. But, on top of that, there was, I believe, a scandal considering somebody that Sarah Palin was associated with in Haiti, who was also going on a, not exactly a witch burning, but like, persecution of Haitian priests in order to gain political power and political favors. And it's funny, because if you look at these things, that's exactly what we went through here in America with the witch trials.
Yeah, precisely. And it's just funny, because no matter how you paint ignorance, no matter what flavor you add to it, chocolate ignorance is still ignorance, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So, as long as people continue to allow themselves, to be institutionally educated rather than self-educated, there's always going to be the ability for people to take advantage and use that ignorance to create a situation that's beneficial to them. And, that's kind of what the whole deal here is with this, is that, the public education teaches only what they want you to know, whereas
Absolutely.
Somebody who's teaching themselves something is hopefully, and I do mean hopefully, going to... they're going to look outside and explore it from every angle and make an informed decision versus, just biting off of whatever information is out there.
And that's the beauty of what we have today with the internet. We have the spread of information. I think a lot of people take that for granted as well, speaking of which. I mean, things that have gone on in Haiti, there's been a lot of suppression, not just with information, but, obviously wealth, and a lot of people can't even afford to get on the internet, which is another reason why. I mean, because anybody could research this. We take for granted that we could go onto Google and look up anything we want. And hold
right
on, I'm moving into the next room.
Sure. For once, it's not me with the phone ringing in the background.
I know,
it's
right?
Awesome. It's usually me with the phone.
Yeah, but just to let you know, CC, I need to take my break.
Okay, go ahead, take your break.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I got it. You're busting my chops. Yeah, I figured that out, man. I'm not that damn dense, regardless of what some of these people think. To be honest with you, I don't think that I really received any negative emails. Nobody knocking down, what I'm doing. Nobody criticizing the way I'm doing it, which was really surprising, because those are the ones that I would probably pay more attention to on a regular basis. Not that I don't appreciate the compliments and I don't appreciate the support, because I do. But when somebody points something out to me that I'm, doing that they think maybe is, not the right way to approach it, you know, that gives me that the opportunity to reevaluate it and decide if I, you know, could do it better. So most of the time I end up with the clause of, fuck you, I'm doing it the best way there is anyway. However, there is that rare occasion where, you know, I can go, oh, yeah, definitely I'm failing here. But I didn't want to stay too long on the voodoo deal. So let's kind of move on to the next message.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got a lot of ground to cover, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we absolutely do. These emails are not being mentioned in any specific order, so one may have come after the other or whatever. This one is regarding our anti-Christmas show surprise guest, Savik N. Hello, I suppose I should start with thanking you for an excellent radio show. I listen to The Ooze every episode since I discovered it this summer. The main reason I am sending you this message is I found this guy, Savik N, that appeared on the latest show to be a very interesting individual. He certainly does have a lot to live up to after that show. I was hoping you could notify me/your listeners somehow when or if he does create a video. If so, how will you notify us? By updating the description of the specific show or blah, blah, blah. And then he, you know, of course, offers a pardon because his first language is not English. He's from Sweden. And, you know, he basically says that he hopes that views will be even more awesome in 2011. So, the first thing I want to say is I think it's awesome that people are coming and listening to this show from all different places in the world. We've had guests from Sweden, England. We've had people on, you know, air from Australia, or at least attempting to get on air. Hint, Michael. I think that's excellent. Now, Savik N.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So Savik N definitely, he changed the pace of that entire show, and he did very well. And I really was hoping that he was going to give us something good after, you know, coming on there. And, I mean, really just, I don't know if he intentionally played himself up or if, you know, his laboratory is just so disarrayed he hasn't gotten a chance to make a video yet. You know, I understand that you've got a certain sentiment about this, so let's get into your part.
All right, thank you. First of all, yeah, I gave him a little bit of rope, and then he hung himself with it. So far, at least. I mean, I was waiting for him to come out at least with a video, but from what I've understand, what I've understood so far from you and from Eco Diabolus, was that he created a channel and then destroyed it. So, you know, he did play himself up. He did change the pace of the show, and he gave a pretty awesome presentation. I will give credit there. But, you know, just the way he came across, he kept a lot of people, like, you know, like he had this mysterious air about him, and he wanted to keep it that way. And my bullshit detector just went off right there and then. And you can even hear a little bit of that from me on the show where I'm like, you know, hey, well, what do you have to offer? What do you have to bring to the table? And so
let's real quick stop the train. We got a caller, and it looks like an international caller, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this on. Caller, you're live on the news.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Fuck Skype, eh? This is so much easier.
What's up, mate?
So rich.
Yeah, man, that Savik N guy, I don't know, man, the new fucking Black Testament or whatever the hell, or Black Magic, the bullshit meter went off to a Richter scale of 10, and the guy can't figure out what's in it for him by sharing his knowledge, like, you know, i.e. passing it on to a new generation rather than just letting it die with him, if it's that fucking good anyways, then he's a douchebag. Because he doesn't fucking understand shit. Knowledge is only worth something if it can be transmitted, recorded, whatever else of that, and it has no validity if it has no public media to basically qualify it.
You know, and I could tell right away that he was doing a lot of role-playing, too. When he came on, especially when he had got dropped, when the call got dropped, and he came back and he was like, "You summoned me, gentlemen," you know, like, you know.
Right. I mean, you have to admit, though, guys, if anything, he was entertaining, which is more than we can say for some folks. So, yeah, I mean, however, you know, it was a real shame. I did a good leg of investigation on who this dude was after the show. You know, it actually spanned for a couple of days of, you know, me searching and just checking out all the different links. And I found out, you know, the guy definitely is a character of interest. So I'm very disappointed in the fact that I haven't seen anything thus far. And I hope if he hears this that he understands that, you know, should he come out with something, we'd be all be more than happy to eat our words like it was a big bowl of alphabet soup.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and, you know, it's a shame, too, that he didn't use that air of mystery to his advantage. I mean, he could have said all this stuff before the show, done his thing, got us questioning, got us wondering, got us digging, and then finding a lot of stuff that he planted, like Easter eggs. I mean, that would have been, in my opinion, the best successfully executed persona, period.
Absolutely. I think if developing personas is what his pursuit was, well, he's got some practice in that magic still. So,
well said.
I think we're all agreeing on that, gentlemen.
Right on. So, all right. Is there anything else really left to say about this dude?
Nope.
All right. So, now we actually have another, I only picked up another five little questions off of here. Some of them are so old, I couldn't believe that I hadn't addressed it up until this point. I'll actually start with the oldest question that I listed. This one came sometime.
I'll pretend to be Venger then.
Yeah, well, yeah. This one came from that time actually. Came from September. I think it was like the last show, September 28th or something like that of 2009. And the question was very simply, does Venger even know what he's talking about, or is it just a bunch of verbal bullshit? And,
well, I can honestly tell you that in the Cthulhu cult, we believe in giant tentacles and chicks with big breasts. So, yes, I would definitely say that I know what I'm talking about.
The short answer to that question is, does Venger know what he's talking about, is just no. And that pretty much ends the discussion. I mean, do you really have anything else to add?
No, there wasn't really. That was pretty much just, you know, I wanted to throw that out there because I thought it was kind of comical because it tells you how long some of these messages have been sitting in there. And
oh, man.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. I have to bring this up and I have to bust. You know, I gotta say, despite all that, I hate to say this, I'm one of these guys that I don't like to get into conflict, but I'm ready for conflict when it comes my way. You know what I'm saying? So,
right on.
I'm busting Derek's chops a bit, and I'm saying that when somebody holds up a T-chart and holds up your work and puts it next to Wikipedia articles and shows the direct correlation. I mean, it's one thing to have an academic no-no where you plagiarize, but when you plagiarize from Wikipedia, that says something.
Right on. Well, I'm going to give Derek a little bit of credit since I don't think that most people will, but when it comes to accepting criticism, he's got to be a master at it.
Yeah, that is true.
However, I don't often see him acting on it or correcting it. So, you know, that's the downfall of it. Where he takes it really well, he still fails to see where it's applicable.
Ego Diabolus's analysis of the pyramid says all that needs to be said about that organization. Here, I'll give you a chart, left-hand path, right-hand path, and I'll look at that and put myself right on the fucking top. Like, No, man. Derek is a dude that's out there doing shit. He's out there manifesting in a sense. I think that it's cool that he got onto the whole Lovecraftian mythos sort of thing, and the guy works out. So, like, you know, you can't tell that he tries to do something or whatever else like that. But, you know, he is far too pretentious for his own good, and it's costing friends along the way, and it ultimately that will make him continue to be comic relief.
Right on. Well, you know, I don't want to sit here and beat the dude down because he's not here to stand up for himself. But I did think that was funny that came so early in the show. The next question, this one came, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, and it asks, does Zach or Jason King always come as regular, or are they sometimes unleaded? And I really sat here and kind of scratched my head trying to figure out what the hell they were talking about. And the only correlation that I could really come up with is that maybe they were making reference to the fact that both gentlemen partake in a little bit of alcoholic relaxation. So if that's the question, and it pertains to alcohol, then my response to that is, does it really matter?
I'm scratching my head on that one as well. What?
Yeah, failed
right.
Metaphor.
So I honestly, it sounds like, you know, one of the guys like Toki or Schwitzgard from Metalocalypse asked that. They're like, Does the Jason Kings and the Zach comes in unleaded form? It's like, what?
Right.
Probably, did the individual get butt hurt by these two individuals, and maybe that's why they kind of didn't bring them, maybe because they just felt like they were getting pounded or something?
Possibly. My thoughts are this, all right? Here we are. We're all, you know, self-proclaimed Satanists. I thought the idea here was to enjoy your life. So to me, you know, if you enjoy your life by a little bit of chemical enhancement, that there's no real harm to it as long as, well, in the end of it all, you're not, you know, destroying your life any quicker than you already would. You know what I mean? That's the only argument I can see against chemical enhancement of mindset, is that, you know, you're killing your body off, but it still seems all in all kind of retarded that anybody would email me asking me a question as ambiguous as this, unless they assume that I would make the distinction that was the variation between them and most of my other guests, is that they generally tend to partake in a little bit of drinking. Silly question. Anyway,
well,
anybody got it?
Well, they should have been on Satanic International on New Year's Eve. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, for those looking for the stoic refrain of Satanism where, you know, there's no substances used, I'm wrong show. But just don't email the U's.
Good point.
All right. Anyway, moving on to the next one. How does the ooze feel about homosexuality? This is a fairly recent question. So I'm assuming this has got to be attached to some drama that's been going around, not necessarily on sin, but about sin. I don't really know who it came from. It was anonymously mailed to me. I tried to send a reply back. And found that I just got a, DNS server error. You know, they came back, the mail was undeliverable. You know, the little mail daemon that you get when you send off an email to the wrong address. That's what I got. So, my official answer is I am a Satanist. The ooze, is run by Satanists. And, you know, any kind of sexual enjoyment, any kind of pursuit of fleshly pleasures is right on. You know, thumbs up, go for it. If it's your bag, wear it. You know what I mean?
You know, that's the funny thing about Satanists or quote-unquote satanic organizations or even networking sites is that Satanists are all individuals, so you're going to have to go to individual people and ask them specifically. And I know that Zach, on his channel several times, you know, on many of his channels, on, you know, YouTube channels, et cetera, he's said many times that he is actually, he has no problem with homosexuals whatsoever.
I think Neither Seaver might have been the guy to send that email, looking at the chat. But regardless, if the person who emailed that is kind of like underneath the idea of, you know, why is it like funny or something like that? That's because, well, most people clown around about most things. George Carlin proved that rape can be funny. Anything's funny. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There is no holy ground that occupies that or anything else for that matter from an object of ridicule.
Right on, man. Right on. I gotta say, I'm still getting used to having you on the air, Michael. It's nice. It's nice to have you here. So
absolutely, man. And George, bringing up George Carlin is definitely a win.
Definitely. All right. So
what can you say?
So homosexuality, the news approves. All right. So there's our official stance. You don't have to ask me that fucking question again.
It's got a nice ring to it. The ooze approves.
Yes, the ooze approves. All right, moving on, because this one actually is very relative to you, my good sir, Dark Fool.
Oh.
Matt, after the very first show, the one that was entitled Sin, that you showed up on, and Zach went back into his coma, I received this email with a very, very short, simple message that said, "Is Dark Fool single?"
Oh.
Yes. Once again, anonymous message. The Blog Talk Radio page that it came from has been deleted since, but I figured I'd give you a chance to address this.
Yes, ladies. Dark Fool is single, and he's keeping his options open.
Right on. All right. And then finally, the very last question that I'm going to address today on this show is I have a message, same basic MO, deleted BTR page, someone asking how big my penis was. Now, coincidentally, this came the day after the question about how the ooze feels about homosexuality. So... the first thing I guess I want to put out there is, gentlemen, I don't do guys. And the next thing I want to put out there is as big as it needs to be. So.
The ooze approves.
Mm-hmm. The ooze approves, that's right. So with all that done, I've answered to all of the email messages that I cared to. The rest of them were so incoherent I couldn't tell you what the hell they were asking me, so I just deleted them.
Oh, man, that's a shame. You should have brought that up just for a good laugh.
I couldn't read it. I would, like, stumble every other word trying to read it out.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm assuming, you know, one of our... not so well English speaking listeners, or several of them were the people actually perpetuating this, but just amazing. At least, you know, some basic coherency. Google offers a translator, and if anything, write it in your native language, throw it up there, translate it in Google English, and it should come close enough for me to understand what the hell you're talking about. Now, on to a couple of things that I actually, you know, just kind of wanted to mention. The first thing I'd like to say is, as Satanists, anybody who criticizes or tries to demean another person for being expressive or attempting to monopolize from their sexuality is a fucking retard. I'm just going to put that out there, plain simple. If you're talking down to strippers, or you're talking down to prostitutes, or you're talking down to somebody who, you know, does the whole, e-show thing, and you're trying to claim some kind of superiority over them, and then wave the banner that you're a Satanist, and you need to just go back to fucking church.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's been on my mind recently, too. I'm glad you provided the opportunity at this point, because, you know, the cool thing about Satanism is that we can get into these deep concepts, these deep arguments, these deep topics, but then we can also kick back a few beers and watch people shake their ass on a pole, you know?
Right on, and that's what life is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about having that variety, having that spice.
Absolutely.
You come to the mindset that this is our world. Whether you're theistic or you're atheistic or you're something in between, you come to the mindset that this is our world, this is our life, this is the time to live now. You know, you don't need to spend the time worrying about, you know, the end result, you know, when you go off to that little fucking powder puff cloud in the sky or whatever it is. You know, you can live now, and if I were you, I would live fully. I would enjoy everything. You know, you get the opportunity to try something, try it. That's satanic in my mind. So, that's one thing I've been on my mind.
Live, which is evil spelled backwards.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's another thing that I'd like to throw out there, and I kind of touched on this last night. If you are so wrapped up in hero envy and so willing to emulate somebody else that you would take something that they say that only makes sense in context when they're addressing themselves and state it yourself, you lose the intellectual integrity to be able to criticize somebody else for their stupidity. So I want to throw that out there, too.
Wow, what example have you seen of that, if you can name? I mean, you don't have to name names, but just what scenario?
No, I threw out the names yesterday, and I'll throw them out again today. Satan's Evil Whore posted some kind of a video on the internet about some internet hostage crisis shit, and it sounded really retarded, but what made it worse was Kenny Pruitt popping on there and attempting to intellectually, like, I don't know, mock her or whatever it was, when the whole way through, you can see little hints of him emulating Jason King, and then at the very end, he says, maniacal Satanists still killing Jokers in reverse, which is a direct Jason King ripoff, and it only makes sense when it's signed JK, you know, so...
This might be true, but we are talking about Kenny Pruitt here, right? So I'm saying,
yes,
is Kenny Pruitt trying to emulate Jason King, the worst possible case scenario? My answer is no.
Right, but you see what I'm saying. It just, any valid argument that he had in that video, and he had some good, valid points.
He did, yeah.
They were made to look foolish because he looks foolish. So, you know, if you're going to represent yourself all the way. If you're going to bite off somebody else all the way. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
The irony is that he's biting off of Jason King, and Jason King had a quote, and I believe it was Postmodern Satanism, that said, imitation is, I'm paraphrasing, but imitation is the surest proof that you're a nobody, something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty close to it. If I wanted to, I could probably go grab my copy of the book and look it up, but I don't feel like taking that much time. Another thing that is interesting here is, again, when we touched on this some last week with our Nail to a Cross show, but there is just this level of professional victimization, which manifests so heavily that, you know, even the people telling other people that they're professional victims are playing the victim in my mind. You know, that it's just, I sit there and read these posts sometimes and shake my head and go, you know, other than the fact that you're getting to tell somebody that you don't like them, what are you really gaining by, you know, addressing this? You know, you haven't offered anything new or intellectually stimulating, and or the person that is under scrutiny doesn't find that particular opinion valid when they apply it to their own self evaluation. So, you know, to continuously browbeat somebody is, well, fucking retarded.
There has to be a point in which you cut it off and you say, okay, enough. It's like the issue is addressed, we're moving on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have one life to live. If you spend your entire life trying to make other people's lives miserable, you haven't really lived your life very well, have you?
No, unless that was a rhetorical question.
I believe
Absolutely.
It was a rhetorical question.
And here's what did.
And then I think my final thing on this, really, and then we'll just whatever from here and to the rest of the show, but my final thing on this, really, my final commentary on Satanism on the Internet is that it is the fucking Internet. You don't like what's going on. You don't have to get your feelings all hurt and fucking go cry in the corner or come back with some, you know, big, long-winded pseudo-psychological analysis of somebody to try to make yourself look good. Just turn the fucking Internet off. It's over. It's done. Doug Fool, you made a great statement last night. And that great statement was very simple. It was sticks and fucking stones.
Yep.
There is nothing that anybody can say to me that can hurt me, because why? Because ultimately I'm the only person who can say anything to myself that can hurt me. You know, the rest
exactly
of it,
that.
Fuck you.
Exactly. And then that's where turning the Internet off and going outside and, like, grabbing some, like, Starbucks or something comes in handy. Don't even take your laptop with you. Don't even get the free Wi-Fi. Just go get your coffee and just chill out.
Right on. So, I mean, that's really all I have to say. I'm sure I could make other commentaries at this point on things that I see, but, you know.
How about Taruk? Well, this is the first time we have him on. Anything else you want to add, Ben?
What, to the whole browbeating thing? No, it's already been said.
But, man, you got to make some more drama for the show, man.
What is there to say? I mean, if you've been clowning people for like the last 3 months or whatever, it's old. It's just, I'm looking forward to 2011. It's a new year. Maybe by February we can all move on with our lives.
Man, excellently put. And that nothing. I don't think anything says move the show forward more than that, man. That was beautiful.
Yep. And I agree with that. And I actually want to kind of, I'm seeing some things being addressed in the chat room. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of go on to that. Bruce Naga, public slander, allegations of criminal wrongdoing. Those are things that are dealt with in the court of law, not on the Internet. And if people are dealing with them on the Internet, they're just fucking retarded. You know, if you really feel like you've been, you know, slandered so badly that you can't, you know, now you can't conduct business or, you know, whatever, supply yourself with a personal income or whatever it is you feel you've lost, get a lawyer. You know, leave the keyboard alone, get a lawyer. I know you guys are seeing a side of me that you never get to see, but it's just been festering, man. It's festering to the point where I don't even, like, go to half the posts that I used to go to on different forums and look at it, because it's just the same shit. Regurgitated, the same shit, you know. And people aren't willing to take, responsibility for whatever it is that they're doing, and you know, they want other people to take responsibility for what they're doing, and it's all shit that, you know, you should be dealing
absolutely
with on a personal level.
Absolutely,
yeah, so
man. I couldn't agree more. And you know what? I believe that in the movie Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Kevin Smith, or was it Ben Affleck's character, said it best. He said, you know what? The internet is for, you know, talking shit and sharing porn. Those are the two functions of the internet right there. And then, of course, the ooze.
Of course. But,
they didn't say that in the movie. That would have been cool if they said that in the movie, but no.
Well, we're working on that. I heard they're doing a second edition, and they might include the ooze.
Oh, good. Good. I'll have to have lunch with Kevin Smith then. It's a done deal.
Right on. Now, also, I want to address drama. Everybody likes it. Everybody enjoys some drama. It's somewhat entertaining. It's when it's the replayed, rehashed, you know, nothing new, nothing creative in it. That's when it really gets lame.
Yeah, same shit, different asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Make a nice pretty poo, you know, or whatever. Make one that's going to peel the paint off the wall. You know, when it's the same stale, corn-filled shit, it's just not attractive. And yeah,
you sound like you're an expert at this, at identifying shit.
Well, considering I used to work as a janitor at a nightclub, yeah, I'm pretty much an expert at identifying shit.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, I mean, that was years ago. I was just a young lad, but I can tell you I've seen every form of shit that's possible to come out of a human's ass. So.
Well, I think the best thing on the internet to ever hit the internet was Two Girls, One Cup, so you and I are on the same page on that one.
Right on. Well, because the ooze focuses on drama, actually. Nagasiva is asking why the ooze isn't focused on porn. The ooze is more focused on talking shit. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to talk about porn, you know, go and have a look at Outbreak Radio. That's a great radio show, and that was their more or less their last topic, erotica, porn, stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, that's the nice thing about... That's the nice thing about Outbreak Radio is that we've been able to have those kind of conversations. What we're actually doing now is it'll become an addition here on the Ooze, starting not this Sunday, but next week. So, you know, we will be talking about porn here. So, nah.
Yay.
What's left without a little bit of porn?
Right, I mean, nothing wrong with a good porno. As a matter of fact, what I might do is pick my favorite porn movie and cut a couple audio segments for one of these shows, and then we're going to play Guess That Porno.
Oh, hell yeah.
or would it be Backdoor Space Nine?
Like, now, here's going to be the tricky one. Was this Brazzers.com or was this MilfHunter.com? Oh,
Right on.
Well, you can tell by the pitch and vibrato in her voice that that's definitely the actress that appeared on Brazzers. Hmm.
Yeah, see? This is the right use of the ooze. No, I'm just playing. I mean, today's show was very unproductive to a point, but I did need to address those email issues and wanted to let people know that they could continue sending mail, and from now on, I'm going to make it a point to address it in the beginning segment of every show. So.
Oh, okay. So we don't have a whole show dedicated to catching up.
Exactly. So this is the catch-up show. This is, you know, this is what I had to do to get it to where I could actually, you know, in my mind, legitimately begin to address emails and shows from here on out. Now, what I do want to actually throw out there is anybody who thinks that I'm really honestly serious about, you know, the internet only being good for talking shit and porn, they obviously haven't learned me well enough to know that there's a great deal of facetiousness going on right now. But on the other hand, if it's all work and no play, you know,
what's the point, you know?
Right.
If you have an autistic understanding of language, might I just say that perhaps The Ooze is not the show for you? Just saying.
Yeah, there we go.
Also, to bring up a point, too, is that if it were all, you know, talking shit and porn, we wouldn't be here. Well, maybe The Ooze would have been a lot different, let's just say that much, because we would have been talking a bunch of... We would be doing a lot of drama nonstop. So, obviously, this
right.
is not the case.
If you guys want to see an example of a show that's dedicated strictly to talking shit and porn, I used to do a radio show a couple years back on the internet on BTR here that you can still find. It's called Twisted Radio, T-W-I-Z-D-E-D Radio. And there's all kinds of comical shit on that. But obviously, I've tried to use this as a method of getting information out there, getting ideas out there, a way to facilitate who's doing what and bring some attention to the more serious things. But, you know, there's only so much productivity we can talk about. And then from there, it's got to be a little bit of fun and play. So,
there's the birthday boy.
No, that's actually my better half.
Spider. Oh.
There's a spider? Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm on spider duty, so we got a few minutes. If you gentlemen have anything you want to say, go ahead. Today was really just a very free and relaxed day, so.
Yep, I concur, man. Taruk, welcome to the show. First time, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, after about, 2,000 failed Skype attempts, you know, I just finally got off my ass and actually called in by the phone, which I find works a lot better.
So how's that going to work? Is that going to, like, eat up your phone bill, eat up your minutes?
Not really, man. I've got a landline, so it's to the point where this is just like an overseas call, standard overseas call for what I can see.
Oh, there you go, man.
Right on. So does this mean we'll be having more Tarukism on the news?
Yeah, I'll dial in on occasion. I've got to sort it out so I can still, I don't know, either get on this show at one point or, you know, have that debate with Jason King, but I'm not sure that I actually want to take that topic at this point.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
Your time.
I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that to... get ready to manifest. That's going to be an excellent debate. I think Jason King's even looking forward to that. So,
I'll definitely,
you know,
be giving it a go, but, you know, it's all for shits and giggles.
Right on. As anything should be.
Definitely
as
not going out to this
be.
Motherfucker, though. I can tell you that much. I remember the last debate that we had was on YouTube. It was this this Church of Satan one or whatever, where I tried to defend Gilmore. Guess how that ended. that was I couldn't I had to like recapture my videos like twice, three times because I was just cracking up before I could even get out what I was trying to say.
So wait, so if I'm gonna guess how that ended, I guess that Boyd Rice stepped in and said you're both full of shit.
Yeah, actually, that's a good enough guess. That would be great. I wish we could get Boyd Rice or something like that on the show, but I think he said that he's only doing his own little friggin' blog or whatever he's doing on his own site, which is fair enough. But, no, the debate just ended me getting absolutely fucking trounced because, you know, I really could not sincerely argue that position in any way where I could actually keep a straight face. So I ended up just even just relinquishing the debate on video because it was just too ludicrous.
What's wrong? Your Peter Gilmore impression started to slip. I was like, well, we at the Church of Sin... I can't do it.
More or less, yeah.
Right on.
Well, see, we are actually atheists. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. It's all right, silly.
I want to throw this out here real quick. We do have about 4 minutes left on the air. I'm hoping that anybody who has any additional commentary or questions that they'd like answered will, you know, pick up the phone and dial in. She'll only take a minute. We'll be happy to address any questions. Of course, emails are always welcomed afterwards. But this is the time and place. If you want to, you know, get the question answered, this is the place to do it.
I got a question for you then, Beast. When can we expect the Beast Xeno Highlight Edition, where I'm assuming Darkfall or Zach will be the ones hosting it and asking you questions and stuff like that? When are we going to get that?
Whenever these boys say I'm ready to do this show, I myself,
I have to get a co-host to gang up on you, Beast. Come on. I can't do this alone.
Right, I would recommend Jason King.
Of course.
That's who I would recommend. I would say JK is going to be one of the few that can maybe sort of put me in the hot seat. So,
I've got this image now of a whole bunch of tanks rolling down a street and just one little fucking Chinaman just out there just trying to stop it or whatever, man. But, yeah, I suppose.
Right.
Maybe we can give you a little taste now. We got Taruk on the line, so TC. So Beast. I don't know. Michael, you want to take the first question?
Man, we've got like, what, 2-3 minutes left in the show? Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
Of course
not.
Of course not.
Actually, that's a silly question. The guy's probably wearing a full hat and he's lying down in bed.
Actually, you know what? The Monster Energy drink kicked in, so I've kind of been pacing throughout the house, especially after the phone rang. So I had to, like, leave the room so that the answering machine didn't, like, get caught on the air.
Right. Well, you know, if you guys really wanted to, do this, I could always bump the show up, but I think you should take your time and assemble good questions from there.
Yeah.
I've read through some of your shit, Beast, so, I mean, I could probably do some of the stuff on the fly, but, it's up to you, man. I've got nowhere to go. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. It's pissing down raining.
Yeah, is it raining down there?
Yeah, man. 6 o'clock in the morning and just raining.
Raining down under.
Now, does rain fall backwards in Australia?
No, because I'm just, my up is actually you're upside down, so that's how that's going to work.
Right.
When you get down to Australia, man, you're talking deep south, you know what I mean? Like, you might have the deep south in the States, but that's deep south in Australia. It's cold and deep, you know what I mean?
We do have deep south, but that's where everybody sleeps with their sister. That's a different south.
Well, that's funny, man, because like, we've got the exact same shit for Tasmania. You know, like, you've got all your fucking jokes about the inbred hicks and all that shit. We've got all the jokes for the Tasmanians, which is the most southern state you can get. It's like a little island off the mainland of Australia. You know, that's
what
we've
got. Isn't that also what you call whoop-whoop? Or is that different?
No, whoop-whoop is like... basically, Australia's like one big fucking desert, right? So everyone tries to live on the coast. That's like the majority of the population of its 20-some million people. And then you've just got a few people that live, like, in the rest of it, which is just out back. And just because it's just so much of it, and, you know, it's just all unoccupied or whatever, we just pretty much call it out back or whoop whoop.
They're basically your rednecks.
Yeah, but our rednecks are just, like, too passive, man. I mean, like, you go out into the country or whatever, man. Like, last time I was out there or whatever, man, I remember saying to some guy, how's it going?
Guys,
and,
I hate to do this, but it's time. It's time to end the show. Thanks for...
you take it easy, man.
Thanks a lot, guys. You all have a good day, and we'll talk to everybody next week.
All right.
Later.